following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Support for Corolla Classics comes from Manscaped, number one in men's below-the-belt grooming, precision-engineered tools for the family jewels. See what I did there? I made a little Nipsey Russell-esque rhyme. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. Do not worry about chipping those very precious stones you have down there. And you don't want to use the same buzzer you use to shape your goatee or your sideburns. Down below, have a separate tool for that. Manscaped redesigned the electric trimmer, so it's a lot safer, a lot faster, and a lot easier. And it has a proprietary skin-safe technology. Won't nick or snag the nuts, so don't use the trimmer you use on your face down there. Get Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CLASSICS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping using the code CLASSICS at manscaped.com.
Hello and welcome to Corolla Classics for December 14th, 2019. Hope you're having a great Saturday. And thank you for tuning in. This is a show where I, Chris Loxamana, play some clips for you guys, along with Corolla archivist Superfan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody.
And hey to you, Gio. Let us waste no time here and get started with some clips. This first clip is a listener request, and you're probably wondering, how do I request a clip? It's very easy. Email us, classics@admiralcorolla.com, or tweet us at Giovanni Giorgio, at Chris Loxamana. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. This one was tweeted to us by Lightning Fast VCR Repair Tech. And he writes, on a recent episode, Adam says he knows what carbon monoxide poisoning feels like. What? Can you dig up an episode where he describes what happened?
I'm not sure this guy is interested or if he's wanting to plug for his business. This is Adam Carolla Show 1843, Dr. Drew, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop, June 2016, live from the Ice House in Pasadena. Adam tells the infamous Zorbeck story with the converted school bus and the carbon monoxide poisoning. And it goes a little something like this.
Hippie on wheels.
What I'm saying is, remember that thing where people are throwing their own coffee mugs on potter's wheels and making God's eyes out of yarn and doing these lanyards and there's this whole
dream
weird
catchers.
This weird crafts kind of, there's a weird crafts movement.
And now
we're just like, well, let's just get the 14-year-old Chinese kid to make it for us, and then we'll hop over to Walmart. We'll get a baker's dozen of them for 50 cents.
Right. We made them then.
When I was growing up, they would have like Ronco kits, like make your own glasses with a glass cutter.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, it was like you can have a bunch of Pepsi bottles and you just cut the glass and then you polish the whole thing. Because none of this crowd is rich enough to own glasses, but I mean, there may be some people who lease some glasses and flatware and stuff that.
That was the Rockefellers in that day.
Yeah, I mean, they'd literally be like, well, why not just make your own glasses and save nickels or something? I don't know why we would make stuff, but we made stuff. But my
the 70s.
People would drive around in VW bugs that were complete Baja bugs. Guys would make gardening trucks out of vans and with a Sawzall and stake bed trucks. Guys, here's the one. Here's the dude I miss. I miss this dude. This guy was around when America was great. The guy who said, you can buy a camper shell that's made for your truck for about $400,
or
you can spend $780 in materials, not counting your own labor, just in materials, and make your own one out of mahogany plywood.
Yeah.
And that guy's like, I'm making my own. And you're like, all right, but it's not going to be watertight, and it's going to weigh 12 times as much. It's like, I don't care.
And it looked
I'm
like
an
outhouse on wheels.
Yeah.
Guys
were like, they're putting like screen doors in the back and stuff. Like they're putting roofing and stuff on
Brian,
there.
You're looking confused. This is what people did.
I'm wondering what the possible advantages of that.
You were cool. What was natural.
I don't know. You made your own. It was your camper shell that you made. And my mom's, God, I don't want to think he was banging her. Man friend.
friend with benefits.
Benefits, put a camper shell on.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Zorback.
Well, her other friend was named...
Well, first
Gina,
off,
the other
sure...
one was named Sunshine.
It was Sunshine and Zorback. Happy. Yeah, happy.
I'm sure... There it is.
We're looking at a picture of...
That's a good one.
I'm sure Zorback's real name was Joel. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but he went by Zorback. And
as in after they after they did it, your mom had a Zorback?
Yeah.
They like that.
Want to make sure I heard you right.
I really don't think my mom's ever had sex. I really don't. I don't. I'm pretty sure I'm a product of rape, and it wasn't of my mom.
Okay.
I think it was like an ottoman or something. I'm pretty sure. Drew, back me up medically, please. It could happen,
I got it.
Yeah, my mom's never been penetrated in any way, shape, or form. Right? Am I right? Come on.
Sounds like a country song.
I feel like there are other. So my mom had this man friend named Zorback, and he had this micro van. I don't know what it was like, but people take like mini school buses.
Yeah,
and
short
stuff
school
like
bus.
That. Yeah, but they had like a van version or whatever. Oh, yeah. I don't remember, but you know. Oh, you know what? You know who I blame?
Partridge Family.
No. I blame the. Yeah, I do kind of blame the Partridge Family. I blame the inventor of plywood. Because...
Damn you, God!
No, but it was like plywood is essentially... It's where we were... It's the wood equivalent to cement. Uh-huh. Like, before we had cement, you just had to stack stones and to put them flat. You couldn't have a whole bunch of... You know, you couldn't do what we are doing now.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah, I'm trying to go from bus to fly plywood. I'm,
well,
I'm,
no,
I'm
because,
trying to follow.
Because we used to make stuff just out of what we call dimensional lumber, just wood.
Wood,
it's
yeah.
Just wood. There's no plywood.
Yeah.
Plywood is
pressed
know,
wood.
It's basically the baloney of wood. Yes. You know what I mean? It's 1,000 different animals mashed up and shoved into a flat shape. You know what I mean? The bratwurst of wood, whereas we used to just have chicken or steak or whatever it is. And now, once we realized that we could take this stuff and it came in a 4x8 sheet and we can cut it in any shape we wanted, that's when all the vans and the campers and I'll take out the whole back seat of the car, make a bed back there and stuff. You couldn't do that with 1x5 knotty pine.
Right.
But you could do it with plywood.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I got it. There's a lot of plywood back then. A lot of enthusiasm.
Yeah, well, because it was new.
Yeah.
You know, I show my kid a sheet of... CDX struck 1 3/4, good one side.
Gets
they turn
excited.
Their nose up at it. It sickens me. I showed my daughter some European multiply. I think it was birch. And she says maple. I don't know. I thought it was birch. And she just like walked away. She said maple. And she walked away. There's no appreciation for plywood. Entitlement
amongst kids.
I'm using some inch and 18 G OSB sturdy floor now, but blowing my mind, man. Blowing my mind. That's subflooring, man. Kids walk past it every day, don't even give it a second look.
Ingrates.
Kids
these
days.
I got a whole 4x8 sheet of this stuff leaning up against the house because I'm doing the treads and the risers on the deck. My son doesn't even play with it. Walks right past it.
Some people.
Whew. Anyway.
Zorback. We've been working together a long time.
Zorback discovered pot and plywood, possibly parts of my mom. And he took his van.
How would I know that?
That's my mom. Oh, could you imagine? Oh, imagine growing up with this. Just go ahead and play a little of my mom, and then you tell me what kind of... Tell me what kind of depression spiral you'd be in if you grew up with this as your mom.
How would I know that?
A little bit depressed.
Mm-hmm. How should I know?
Getting more depressed.
How can you possibly expect me to answer that?
Peak depression.
That's my mom. That's her morning radio affect. That's not... that's
and you
not
double down.
That's not the night after 9/11 after a couple of beers, staring somberly at the smoldering. That's her doing morning radio. Okay.
And you were doubled up. You had your grandma too.
Yeah. Well, my grandmother. Well, I mean, at least she was loud. But I mean, my mom was bummed out.
Do you remember the dream you had about the two women trying to drown you with your own testes?
No.
Why?
Yeah, but that can't mean anything.
Forget Zorbach. What's this?
Couldn't mean anything, Brian. Could not. Dr. Freud would have nothing to say about that. You're in the deep end of a pool.
Yeah.
And I believe you used to describe your mom as haunchy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Two haunchy women were beating you over the head with your testicles, trying to drown.
That was I think that was a metaphor for missing high school football. So that's the way I read it, is I wanted to get back on that field. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I meant. That's it.
That's the only way to read that. It's the only way you can read into that.
Anyway, Zorbach.
Zorbach. Zorbach had a van and a something, a school bus.
You always described it as a school bus, because I imagine they have this crazy
like
big
bus.
Exhaust in the back, and you can pop the hatch of the back.
The back had a door.
Right.
Like a school bus. Like a kids could escape through it. And
that's good.
No one really got out of there alive. But he had the whole back taken out. He had the plywood.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there's the next guy. Blame. The guy.
Is that it?
No. It looked like that. But the next guy blame is the guy who invented wall-to-wall shag carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Because before that, we had area rugs.
Yeah.
And then somebody came up with unlimited amounts of carpeting. And the guy with the plywood and the guy with the carpeting got together and went like, oh, my God, do you know what we can do to a van? Do you know what we can do to a van with this? Because you can't just throw an oriental rug down there on top of some 1x6, but you got plywood and you got wall-to-wall shag. Oh, the van is your oyster, baby.
Strangely, the van would not have wall-to-wall, but wall-to-wall to up the wall,
up
on the ceiling.
Yeah. So I got in the back of this thing, and he had the plywood down there, and he had, like, shag carpet on top of it, and he had the screen door in the back, but the window was, like, open or the whatever, and I went to the back to go to sleep because we were going camping, and we were just driving, I don't know
you're,
where.
You're like, what, 10?
That's probably about 10.
Yeah.
And you guys got to realize, first off, you got to remember what old cars used to put out. Like, do you ever get behind, like, an Impala from the 70s or something? Now, like, going up the freeway and your eyes are watering.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God. Because now you don't realize where we're at, but you can stand in an underground parking structure, and the guy's got his Honda Accord running from 2015, and you're, like, leaning against the exhaust pipe having a conversation for half an hour, and there's nothing. Back then, you'd fire a car up, a little plume would come out, and then your eyes would start watering.
And this was a bus.
This is a bus. And I fell asleep in the back, and I basically got gassed. Like, this is carbon monoxide poison.
Yeah, it's how people commit suicide.
Yeah, I wish it would have worked out.
Yeah.
I wish it would have worked out. Honestly, that's honest. I mean, I've had some good days, but many more bad. And I'd say it would have just been a better way.
The best laid plans.
Yeah. And I that's how I've always known, like, when people talk about the old carbon monoxide poisoning and all that kind of stuff, like, I've known, oh, yeah, firsthand.
It works.
You get a kind of sleepy... Like you're watching a Lena Dunham movie. I mean, like that kind of tired.
It's propofol.
You just kind of want it all to end.
Don't care anymore. Yeah. I don't care where I am. I'm going to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of tired.
It's propofol tired.
Yeah. It's like super, yeah.
Tonight we're going to party like it's...
You were juiced and gassed. And
juiced
so,
and gassed?
Juiced.
Oh, sorry.
Juiced.
So I fell asleep back there.
Yeah.
And we pulled into a gas station, and I think my mom and Zorbach decided to go into the supermarket that was across the way or whatever. Back when leaving kids in cars was not only not frowned upon, but like encouraged.
That's how you did it.
Why is your kid sweating away the water weight in the car? What's he doing up and running in the living room? Why isn't he out in the driveway?
Put him in the car.
So So there was a lot. Back when dads would go like, look, I got to go buy a pack of smokes. I got to bang my guma. I got to get a fifth of scotch. Just wait in the car.
Right.
Yeah, things to do.
10 minutes tops.
Yeah, there was the car was considered an annexed sort of little island of your own home. It was really a piece of what it was like a sovereign nation. It was like an embassy. It's like your house's mobile embassy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they do that in all those good movies. They go, okay, we're here in, you know, crap stick it stand over here, but this soil is considered American soil.
This is USA.
Yeah, like, so my mom's Reed Rowdy square back was an embassy of the piece of crap we grew up in.
Embassy of sadness.
Yeah, so thus you could tell your kids to stay in the embassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so we're driving along with Zorback, and we stop at the gas station, and they get, and somehow, because the car's been stopped for 20 minutes or something, I wake up. And when I wake up, I'm completely out of my mind and completely gassed, and I have no idea
where you are,
what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I stumble out of the van, and I start stumbling toward the market, just assuming they went into the market at some point. And I stumbled into the market, and I decided, oh, I want a can of Coke or whatever. And I grabbed it, but I kept dropping it. I kept dropping it. And then at some point, it's one of those things where, you know, anyone who's ever been high on mushrooms will tell you that something weird and out of the ordinary will happen during that period you're high on mushrooms. You know what I mean?
No.
You guys know what
I'm
talking about.
We got you. We got
you'll
you.
You'll be like...
But I'm listening.
Well, no, I swear to God, it'll be like, I got high on mushrooms once in my life, and I ran into Woody Harrelson, and he asked me if I wanted to play Ultimate Frisbee. And you're like, what are
the chances?
What are the chances? Why? Why does that happen when you're high? But it'll happen when you're high. Something weird will happen. It'll only be when you're high, right?
Drew's nodding vigorously.
Yes,
everyone listening
yes.
on the podcast.
For the record.
Yeah, so... I stumble out. I'm dropping my can of Coke. I'm wandering around this Alpha Beta or Safeway or whatever it was. And some woman comes up to me. I was like 10 or 11. And she's like a 6-year-old woman. And she like comes up to me and she hands me a package of I don't know what. And she says, can you get this open?
Oh.
Which is something that'll never happen in 2,000 years if you're going to a supermarket.
Wow.
But when you're gassed out of your brain, something weird has to happen.
There it is.
As the drunk kid who can't hold a
yeah,
candy.
And she like handed me, you know, a sack of Doritos or a bag of crackers or something.
I think you said
and
a box of cereal. Didn't
it was
you tell
something,
me that?
And I was like, nauseous, drooling on it. Like, I'm gonna soften it up with saliva. Don't worry, the cardboard will begin to decompose shortly. And I was like chewing on it, and she was looking at me weird. I was like, well, why? Obviously, I can't fulfill this task, sweetheart. Like, eventually, I found my way into the bathroom, and I went, oh, this cold tile feels so good. I love the way this cold tile feels. And I just went to bed on the bathroom floor in the Safeway. And some dude, like, came in and rousted me and worked there and, like, you know, kicked me and went, like, hey, you got to get up. I can't go to sleep in the bathroom here.
At least he didn't yell jackpot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, I made myself...
Helen, I'm about due for my break.
I got up, I pulled my pants up, and wait a minute. Hold on. Underwear and pants around my ankles... Anyway, I dabbed up the blood, and I got moving with a limp toward the front door. Maybe something did happen
there. Yeah, it's
there.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe the behind is not intact, Drew.
You always said you had your behind. You were saving it for me.
So I, the
but
guy.
Listen, just, I remember you saying something about falling into the cereal boxes and knocking
I was,
down.
I was, you know, I was all over the place. Yeah. I was staggering. I was, and then the guy just sort of pushed me toward the front door, and eventually I stumbled out and stumbled back to the van, and that's when we, I think, sort of discovered that I'd been gassed and was in some sort of way, And all I remember is having a splitting. It's not like we went to the hospital or anything. We still headed up to go camping. And the thing that was funny is, like, 5 hours later, I was just sitting by a campfire sucking up all the smoke. My lungs and brain weren't destroyed enough. I had to do more damage. Like, Mom, why don't you take that iron skillet and just beat me on the head with it so we can kill a few more. Like, I now realize it was all part of a diabolical plan not to pay for college. Really, everything my parents did was an attempt not to pay for something. And if you really think about it, college was the biggest ticket on there. If we can poison our son's brain, he'll never pass the SATs.
We flash back to the day before. Adam Carolla is reading Shakespeare, a young Adam Carolla. He's like...
doing algorithms.
He's like, ugh, juvenile trash. Throws it behind. And his mom, because we see his mom and Zorback looking through the... He doesn't see them, but they're looking like in his bedroom door. They're like... We know what we have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
No, hey, Adam, want to go camping?
It was like that episode of Taxi when Jim Ignatowski turned into Ignatowski.
Oh, that's right, the genius.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah,
that's what happened.
It was like a burnout, right? He was like
he literally in the episode. Ignatowski was like, you know, quoting Shakespeare and saying indubitably, which is what you'd say in a sitcom when you're smart. And he was wearing like a turtleneck and glasses. And it's like at a party, and someone went, "Hey, have a hit off this joint." He went like that, and then he made the Ignatowski face, you know. And he got live like
one hair went doing.
Yeah, one hair went doing, and he said, "He never said it indubitably."
That's what happened again, to you.
Which is what you would say to let people know you're smart.
Did your parents? I think I know the answer to this, but were they looking for you? You had been gone out of the bus.
Indubitably.
I was. I was too high, and I was too gassed to even know what was going on. I just remember stumbling back to the van, and there they
was. Your sister with you at that point, or had she already run away from home?
To be fair to her, it wasn't really a home. She just kind of ran away.
Run away from
structure.
Yeah, it's the castle.
Yeah, you're being very generous in calling it a home. She away from the thing with the walls and the roof.
At 15, right?
14, 15.
Okay,
yeah, 14. Probably. She was done with her. She was kind of the. In a weird way, she was kind of Doogie Howser before Doogie. If Doogie Howser had never went to college.
If Doogie Howser were a runaway, okay, got
no,
it.
No, what I'm saying is
all right.
Without falling.
Doogie Howser had to, you know, leave junior high, he just went to college.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I see.
My sister just left junior high.
Yeah.
She skipped over the college part.
Yeah, right.
You know, she's kind of...
Didn't sweat the details.
Yeah.
But I imagine she was gone by then, right?
Again, everything's a little fuzzy.
And of course, well, there was that guessing.
Right, but...
And I imagine... They called the cops, missing children,
yeah.
Social workers.
Face on a milk crate.
14-year-old girl runs, is absent, leaves the castle, the walls.
Yeah, no, when my sister ran away, the only buddy...
And I don't mean ran away with like her stuffed animals and they found her down the street. She was gone.
Yeah,
Gina, she was gone.
14-year-old.
She more
14-year-old.
She escaped.
She escaped, to be fair. Yeah,
she escaped. And all I remember is nobody looked for her. So
that's
they called her bluff.
About.
And
First, 8sleep.com. Every podcast has mattress ads. Sure, but there's thousands of them. But the only one out there that uses technology and temperature to give you the deepest sleep is 8 Sleep. The pod by 8 Sleep. First bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking. Oh, God. I could have had a decent childhood if I had one of these when I was young. All I did was sweat and toss and turn. Now I have 8 Sleep. Research shows the link between sleep performance and temperature. Of course, you don't need to research that. We all know it. The pod reacts in real time, adjusting the temp to keep you comfortable. The stats say it all. Pod customers fall asleep faster, toss and turn 25% less, and have a 17% increase in deep sleep. You're worth it. Right now, you get $150 off your pod and free shipping when you go to 8sleep.com/classic. That's 8sleep.com/classic. E-I-G-H-T sleep.com/classic.
And that was Adam telling the story about carbon monoxide poisoning with an actual doctor joining him on stage. That was back in 2016.
Yeah, the best tellings always have Drew present. With just a couple extra minutes exposed to that monoxide, we currently would not be hosting this show right now.
Thank crazy goodness.
Thank the great magnet.
Yeah. All right, we're going to keep the live shows going. This one's a really cool one. This is featuring Matt Walsh and David Alan Greer joining the guys on stage back in 2013 at the Irvine Improv.
Adam Carolla Show 1055, Allison Rosen and Brian Bishop, April 2013. Check it out.
Is nacho the only thing you can order that you can't bring home? I'm now throwing this out there. I need an answer because I feel like I can bring almost anything home. I don't care how much it congeals. I don't care what kind of mess it turns into. I don't care if it liquefies in the passenger seat of my car. I'll fucking throw it in a microwave and, like Frankenstein, bring it back to life. You know what I mean?
Nachos are like some kind of magical creature or fly that's only alive for 8 hours.
Yeah, it's like the chupacabra or something of entrees or of food, club food. But is there what
you ever
is
bring
there?
Home gravy?
What can you not? I mean, I could bring home
ice cream. Is the only other thing you can't really bring home.
You could, yeah, that's true. That's true.
But even that, you could pack a pint. I mean, I'm just thinking like
whipped cream.
Well, all right, but then now you're getting accoutrements.
No,
here.
I'm just asking, man. You say you can bring home anything.
I should have said accoutrements, by the way.
Oh, I got it. If you don't finish your cereal.
Oh, cereal. All right. But again, how many people have Rice Krispies here? Show of hands. Hold up your spoon. Yeah, that's my whole point. All right. Do we have, by the way.
Can't fuck with that.
Dang. Yes, let me ask you this. And tell me what you guys think of this. Do you admire this person or do you want to kill this person? Or both. I was taking my son to do a little shopping at Target last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I came to this weird spot in Burbank where I had to turn right. But I was looking up at the signal, and the signal was red, so I was going to come to a stop because Burbank likes to hand out a lot of chicken shit tickets to people of all color, Dag.
That's kind of, why are you looking at me, man? By the way, one of my black tweeters said he doesn't want you to start talking about what the black community needs because he feels you're racist.
Uh-huh. Listen.
That was me, man. Yeah.
I can fix you guys in a matter of minutes if you just listen to me. But the point is the Burbank PD is not colorblind. They see one color, that's green, or whatever fucking color your checkbook is. And by the way, if you want to have fun, you know when you order your checkbook, order one with like kittens or clowns or something on it. I swear to God, I used to have pink ones that had kittens on them just to fuck with people. And they'd always ask me what that was about. I was just like, I like kittens. What of it? But it was when I was working construction, so I'd be riding it to Anawalt Lumber, and I'd be handing a pink check
with
kittens
on it.
Story, yeah. So I'm turning right. Thanks for keeping me on track. I'm turning right in a demeaning way. I'm turning right, but I'm going to stop because the light is red. And I look up, and I come to a stop, and I hear an abrupt honk behind me, and I look forward, and I see I have a green turn arrow, which I rarely see. I see the left turn arrows, but I never see the right turn arrows. So I was confused, and I did the my bad / Heil Hitler, where I did the, hey, sorry, all right, I hear you. I should have been rolling. I was looking this way at a red light. I didn't see there was a green. I don't know what percentage of intersections in the San Fernando Valley have the green right arrow, but it's less than 1%. But I gave the bitch the, hey, no, you know, I got you. Here I go. And I just went through it. And then she did the thing where she had to punctuate her honk with a speed up, get around me, and slide in move. Like, hey, cunt, I heard you. And I gave it a fucking hand wave. Like,
yeah. What else does she want?
Are we not done with this process? How much should we swing by my ATM and then I'll eat your pussy for a couple hours? Like, what do we need here?
And what does the ATM have to do with the pussy eating?
I just give her a little cash.
Okay. Now tie that into your...
I'm just saying, how bad... You lost 0.3 of a second of your life. In return, you got a hand with a my bad. Do we have to fucking settle this with you speeding past me and sliding in?
The hand is throwing in the white towel. Sorry, Dag.
Yes.
So what...
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I think that should be it. Because I'm always throwing my hand up.
Yeah, but you know, we should use that.
Hold up, I'm talking. Do you see what I deal with, man? Mm-hmm. I'm being attacked. This motherfucker's attacking me. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but no, the white towel is surrender.
Yeah, right, whatever, man.
The black towel's not surrender. You know what I'm saying? No one throws in the black towel.
I didn't have to come out here. That's all I'm saying.
He didn't have to, but he wanted to, everyone.
You have cars.
David Alan Greer, that's right. You can find him in the new movie. Oh, I just saw this.
Yes.
I mean, didn't see the movie, but I saw the billboard. Peoples, everybody. Yes. Well, that's a commitment.
That is, man. You know.
Presented by Tyler Perry. All right, I'm going to ask this.
I said presented by Tyler Perry.
More harm than good.
No.
By Tyler Perry or from the mind of M. Night Shyamalan? What is more diminishing return?
Tyler Perry. That's makeup, by the way. You know that's not me.
Yeah, that's
me.
Dag.
My shit is natural.
Yeah,
it's
Dag.
Inky Dag's black.
No, Dag has chops, by the way.
That's right. That's
and
right.
also is going to be doing a live show at San Manuel Casino. That's coming up April 18th.
Yes.
With the Wayans brothers and Charlie Murphy. What? What's coming up there?
A lot of black people. Because, you know, when we do comedy, you don't get one black person. You get like 5 or 6 or 7,
yeah,
8, 9 motherfuckers. You get a lot of black comedy. By the end of that night, there's no joke that has to do with black anything that you will not hear. It's going to be all in that one night.
Let's take the Wayans brothers.
There's five of them.
There's 5 Wayans brothers. There's like 5 Kardashians. Let's see if we can line them up.
Kardashians
do it, Dave.
Have no talent.
Right, I know.
They have money.
I know.
But they don't have any talent.
Right.
They have big asses, but they don't have talent.
What is with the black man and the big ass and the tractor beam that just sucks black guys
beautiful.
In?
It's
what is
beautiful.
That?
It looks better. If you're a caveman and you look for a woman, you want that woman with that flat, concave ass with the animal skin bikini hanging off the booty cheeks? Or do you want that motherfucker that's rounded, that's like a camel's hump? Uh-huh. That means in wintertime, we're going to get through the winter. That's what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes.
Can I tell you, I really think the cultural divide on the big ass thing is I don't think our lug wrench is big enough for that 22-inch
right
spinner.
All right,
you
this
know
may
I mean?
Be a little bit too big right there.
No, you like it.
That's a little bit too big. You don't want to start that big. The other two, that one in the middle is perfect.
Now, Keenan Ivory Wayans is Kim Kardashian. Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, in the earning department. I mean, it's got to go down the line, right?
Okay. All right, I'll go with you on that.
You go with that?
I'll go with you on that.
Then where's Marlon hook up?
Actually, Marlon,
I said Marlon
is doing
hook
really
up.
Well.
That's a funny fishing
Listen, these
joke.
Are, you, it's an unfair comparison.
Yeah, because they have
Because
talent.
Kim Kardashian makes the most money in the Kardashians. The rest of them don't make any money. They make money as a family. Mm-hmm. There's none of those Kardashians that make money like, oh, let's go see Khloe Kardashian. No.
Right.
You don't want to see her in the context of all the rest of them other bitches.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to see any of them. Kourtney.
All right. Are you going to be performing with any Wayans brothers we've heard of?
Yes. Sean and Marlon.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
All right. And you and Charlie Murphy as well.
Charlie Murphy. Yeah. You know his brother.
So it's called Sloppy Seconds with David Alan Greer.
It is. The siblings of very famous people.
Sloppy Second Siblings with David Alan Greer.
Yes, I should send my daughter or my brother.
Oh, yeah, you got to send your brother out there. That'd
Wait,
be awesome.
Can I ask David Alan Greer an ask question?
Yes,
now,
Teresa.
You said you
Stand
don't want to...
Let me see what you're working with. Just for me. Can I just see what's
just,
back there?
Just right here.
Let me just
it's
see
tucked
right
under.
What's going on. I want to see what that doctor saw earlier this day. Where he said,
actually,
he must have seen something that inspired him to say, you know what, girl, I got to feel your ovaries right now. Let's get up in them baby makers.
Mm-hmm. No one take a bite of anything right now. So afterwards, you know, he went and he washed his hands as he was talking to me. And I kind of wanted to take a glance, but I didn't.
Wow.
Oh, I just thought, what all happens up in there?
Well, he's wearing a catcher's mitt, right? Or some kind of glove.
He had a
right?
shortstop, too. That I should not have attempted a sports reference.
Yeah.
But hold on,
did he give you an affirmative? You don't want anybody rooting around in your butthole then going, ooh.
Wow.
You want some kind of noise that makes you feel, looks good. You know, did he give you any kind of hopeful noise.
Well, can I say this, too? If someone's going to go rooting around back there, I need 24 hours notice. You
right.
know what I mean? I got to get the loofah, heat it up, yeah. and get a duct tape to the right. mop handle. Like I got some business to do.
I like to have the maid come.
You don't just surprise me with a quick ass inspection, because
no,
you're going to be wildly disappointed.
Yeah.
But where did he go from there? Did he wash his hand off? Now, why are you here? Did he go all the way back to the beginning? I'm saying, so, what's your name, baby? I mean, did
he was like, listen, I'm a therapist, so. Dad, can I ask you this?
Talk to me.
I know you love doing Teddy Pendergrass
well,
on the show.
Well, we're on.
Everyone loves Teddy.
Wait, I had my question, though, the ask question.
Oh,
I genuinely
sorry.
Had an ask
sorry,
question,
sorry,
which is,
genuine
you,
ask
you
question.
Said you don't want to start out with one that big, and
yes,
I'm saying,
that's right.
Are you allowing for ass spread. Expansion?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, you see how Kim Kardashian, before she got pregnant, her ass, in a lot of people's opinion, was perfect. She spread out. She is having a baby, but mm-hmm. now she, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. It's going to expand.
It's expanded quite uh-huh. a bit in mm-hmm. all directions.
Yeah.
We all do. I gained like 5 pounds the last 20 years, you know.
Right, sure. You know. Now, let me, my feeling is the black man has more in his frontal area to work with that I don't want to be dwarfed by an ass.
Yeah.
You understand?
You know what? Listen, it's kinda, we're
no,
all
I'm trying to pay a compliment
we're
here.
We're all gifted in different ways, okay?
Right.
I'm sure you have a good sense of humor or something.
Oh, yeah.
You got more hair than I do.
I keep it close to the vest. Well, that's true. No, I'm just saying, if you let's just go extreme here. Let's just say you took a chick with a huge ass and a guy with almost nothing between his legs. That's a bad roller skate and key combination, right?
It really is.
Very right. timely reference.
These women in front are nodding quite decidedly. They're
you know
yes,
you know what I'm saying?
It
so I
is.
Think the black man says, I got a, here's what I'm saying. I'm driving a Ford F-350 dually. I can handle whatever you throw in the bed.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is I got a Zuzu Trooper here. And if you want to toss a couple grocery bags back there, that's fine, but I can't pull your boat up the grapevine. Wow. Powerful imagery, yes?
Yeah, but what about the conversation, you know, in that little ass car you got?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's, never mind. Okay.
All right, Dag. Dag does a little Teddy Pendergrass.
I didn't come here to.
No,
do
I know.
That.
I we're not exploiting
it. It's not like I just came here, but I mean, I'm
but
saying.
But I thought, you know, it'd be funny and to do a little Teddy, you know, with the dim the lights and draw the bath and all that.
Do you have something?
Well, I got music. I got a little surprise for
you.
But Teddy's a soulful,
turn
sexy
off the lights.
Man.
You want to just
sing, do a little turn off the lights.
Turn off the lights. Oh, that's it right there. Woo! That's it. Teddy Bear! Turn it up, goddammit. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. I can't hear it, man. Come on. That's it. Oh, my gosh. Turn it up. Turn it up. Let me get into this.
Turn off the lights.
That's it. That's old school shit. Come on.
And light a candle.
All right! That's like your doctor.
I say light the candle first, and then I'm you turn the lights off.
Tonight I'm in a sexy mood.
Let's take a shower. Butt naked together. I'll wash your body. You wash mine. And then I will. And then I will. Bust all up sideways in your uterus, baby. With this big black knobby. Uncircumcised motherfucking dick I'm packing, baby. Send them out.
You know, something like that.
Right.
Woo, I get carried away. I get carried away.
I love Teddy.
I get carried away. You know,
we have
Teddy
a slightly
does
older
that
couple in the front.
I know they are. They asked for their check. She was like, "What the fuck
not,
is
not
this?"
Amused,
I didn't
Teddy.
Come in. You don't know me like
up
that.
Here.
I'm sorry. I want to apologize to this couple here. I get. You know what, sir? Every day is Valentine's Day for me, okay? I get over-emotionated. Okay?
Yeah, I know. You get over-emotionated.
Yeah, I get romanticized.
Right, right, right. And I was thinking...
I'm sorry. Please, for the listeners at home, set the scene of the woman who's sitting in front.
Well, there's a slightly more seasoned couple. The man has had his arms folded in half like he's waiting on something clever.
He's giving you that you're no Jack Benny look. He's like,
you are no Jack Benny, sir.
I know that goddamn much.
Yes.
But let's get to it. Let's get to it. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
I thought it'd be funny if Teddy Pendergrass lent his talents to some TV theme songs, from the 70s, you know?
Okay. Well, if they're in the right key, maybe
like
they'll...
the right key, like maybe the Brady Bunch. I don't know if that what might sound like.
Oh God!
Tough key.
Okay, first of all, it's too fast and it's too high. I hate to be
too high, too fast.
I almost popped a chord last time. You got to go a little lower.
Partridge Family, perhaps? Maybe that'll work.
Oh God, you're killing me. Hold on, let me listen.
Hello world, hear the song.
So talk to me. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just need a little background. I need some community. You know. Yeah, that's right.
Let's get happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
And no, it's too high. It's too high. It's too high. It's too
traveling high. Together. Spread the love.
No, it's too high, man. It's too.
Spread the love. It's too. Spread the love. All right.
Let's try one more. Let's
We got facts of life.
Ooh. Facts of life. Let's do that. Facts of life. About three weight challenged young women growing up who eat a lot.
Yeah.
Those bitches ate a lot.
Yeah, well, opening up a muffin store is probably not...
They swole up. Remember when they all grew titties at the same time?
Bang, bang, bang! Well, it is, it's a nice... If you're all going to go fat at the same time, you know, that's the way to do it. You know, you don't want one skinny bitch holding out. Mm-mm. And fucking up your vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Let's try Facts of Life.
Right. All right.
Facts of Life?
Let's see.
Wow, the Eddie Van Halen. No, this is too high, man. I'm sorry. It's too fast. You got to get some slow shit.
All right. Let's see. Let me try Dora the Explorer. See if that one works.
Let's do this. My daughter's like this. This may work. Right. So what do you want from me? Just want this
background. Latin flavor.
And then I will. When I find the door up, I'm gonna get on sideways in your motherfucking uterus with this. Crook-ended, very valuable, big muzzle up.
It's very high. It's at the top of my range. Sorry, I tried.
I fucking hate that Dora the Explorer. Oh my God.
Clearly, you have a lot of issues.
Oh, Teddy, I had to. I had to read a fucking children's book with my son last night, and it's just like, oh, Mr. Toad and Mr. Frog, and Mr. Frog wanted Mr. Toad to wake up, you know. Mr. Toad wanted to go back to sleep, and I don't know the fucking difference between a frog and a toad. Anyway, and it's like, he went to Mr. Toad's house. The least you guys could do is rhyme the shit. Like, that's the very least
you
could do.
Do you just read books to your daughter? Because my daughter now, she wants me to make up a story. So I just make up shit. But the demand got so great that I started taking stories that we all know.
Right.
And putting them in there that she's never read. Like the girl with 100 dresses. I said the girl with 100 carrots.
Right.
She thinks I'm a genius.
No.
I feel guilty because I'm just stealing other people's stories and shit.
No, well, the point is they don't know anything.
No.
So you can do the whole thing like, well, they were an elite military unit working in Vietnam. They were framed for a crime they didn't commit. Now they work the underground of Los Angeles. There's BJ, there's Hannibal.
All you got to do to make it work is you put one character that she can identify with.
Right.
And there was one little girl around 5 years old.
That's right.
Go, really?
half Asian.
Exactly. Blasian. She was going to be rescued.
That's right. Yeah. Mama remarried an asshole.
No, this guy's very nice. And he's paying for half the shit. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
We don't want nothing to happen to him.
Uh-huh. How is he around you?
We don't really interact. You know, we like dudes that got in a fight that made up. It's like, hey, honey. What's up? How you doing, man?
Right, right. See, cool. What is he? I mean,
he's
color-wise.
He's a white dude. He's a white dude.
Because I'm trying to figure out
he's
the preference.
He's a
white dude. Wow, a lot of range your ex-wife has.
Why? You fall in love with different people.
Oh, yeah.
She's Asian. What's she supposed to only date black guys?
Well, once you...
Listen, man,
hold
let me tell
on.
You something.
Once you go down that very dark road...
Not me.
No.
Not me. Oh, once
okay.
you date me, you want to revert back
oh,
to whatever
I see.
The fuck.
You're like,
you want to erase
I'm
you want to blow
Petty
up
next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to blow up that yellow brick road. You're like,
right,
what
right,
the fuck
right.
was I thinking? Boom.
Right. Oh. So it's like they got like when you get a really bad make of car and you're going like never going to buy
limit.
Another AMC car
be
ever
limit.
Fucking again.
No, I don't That's know. It. She's with another guy. She's very happy. I'm happy
uh-huh.
for her because that means she's not thinking about me.
Really? I'm not happy for anybody.
Well, I am. I am. It's great. He's great with my daughter. That's what you
okay,
want.
Okay, that's
you
what
want
you
everything?
Want. Yeah.
Of course. Why
and
why
they
not?
Got married quick, so you don't have to pay all the alimony?
No, that's awesome, too. God bless her. You know, the
wow.
heart has a way of healing. God bless that heart. You know, we wish
and
them
you got
well.
To keep your house, right?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
And,
God is great.
And one
God
and a half of your dogs?
Oh, yes. Well, my dog. I tried to give her one of them dogs. She didn't want them.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
Too big.
Too big. You fart all the time. You know?
Yeah.
Like me. Basically like me.
Yeah.
So you don't want anyone to be happy, Adam?
What's that?
You don't want anyone to be happy?
Anyone goes, I'm happy for him. I never believe that.
Well, but, what about fake Teresa over there? She's getting, when are you getting married, honey? You know, about two or three years?
We don't have a date yet.
Okay, stop right there. Guys, she's engaged, but she doesn't have a date. That's not engaged, is it? Is that engaged to you?
Yeah.
She's engaged to a man, but they don't have a date for when they're getting married. Does that sound like an engagement?
Who
exactly.
doesn't?
Exactly. You hear this? This man said absolutely not.
Who doesn't want the date? Hey, you look like the guy who owned the apartment building in Wreck-It Ralph.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a weird, it's obscure.
I didn't know where you were going with that one.
I didn't either, but I was in that movie, so right. I saw. Ended up seeing it. You ever
Wait,
seen
I
that
saw
one?
That movie. I didn't see it.
We'll
that,
find
man.
A picture of the dude, and then we'll
well,
stand
hold
you
on,
up.
Hold
but, sorry,
on.
But no, you're like if he got his stomach stapled or something like that. Like he definitely,
well,
you're
on.
Lighter than he is. Sorry.
Allison, do you have a date where you want him, in your mind's eye, I'm not putting you on the spot, I'm saying... You know,
I'm going there. My mind's
okay,
eye. Okay,
listen. You call
is the
shots. Is that
the eye that doctor dropped the finger on?
When would
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
All right, now come here. Come up on stage. Come on. Stand up. No, but look at this. Well, give it a look, see. Put your hands on your hips. Your hips, not your tits. Your hips. Now give a look. Give a look. There. All right, that's all. You're lighter. No, I said you're definitely
but
definitely
Adam,
down.
But tell
a few
him the
pounds.
Truth. This man, this gentleman travels with you from city to city.
Right, we do the whole Wreck-It Ralph routine everywhere we go.
Yeah. Cuz it kills.
It kills.
But hold
Everyone
up.
Loves it.
Allison, if that is your name. Mm-hmm. Allison.
Yes.
Do you have a date in your mind? If I could let's dim the lights. It's your world, Allison.
Oh, my mind's
any
eye, yeah.
date in the year? What date would that be? You don't have any date in mind?
Well, I'm sort of thinking, this is how Adam feel guilty about this. I'm sort of thinking December.
Come on, Dag, please, stick with
Sorry.
It now.
So okay. that it can coincide when we have a little bit of time off mm-hmm. from the podcast.
December.
But what's holding me up is I can't decide,
God.
And note I say I, not we, because mm-hmm. realistically, mm-hmm. I can't decide where
God,
to get married
shut up.
And what kind of wedding to have. That's what's holding us up.
Pepperdine and whatever's the shortest.
On the lawn? On the
yeah,
lawn,
the lawn
of, Pepperdine.
Of Pepperdine and then whatever the shortest thing
That's,
is because it's
could
really
tell
about
jokes.
Us. Yeah. Yeah.
I could do like a comedy set.
Dag, what's it sound like when you make love to a woman?
It's a very personal thing. It's a very personal thing. I didn't.
Can we draw it out?
Here, this couple here. I'm a romantic, sir. I mean, how long have you guys been together?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? You see that?
39 years.
39.
That's
right.
That's
a beautiful thing.
And
That's
you're
beautiful.
No Jack Parr.
A beautiful thing. Well, me, I'm a little... I like to come in, you know, really be myself when I'm mm-hmm. when I'm deep in there, when I'm mm-hmm. laying that pipe. I like to be vocal, you know,
right.
let you know.
Right, because you express
It's like
yourself.
Driving a car. I want you to know. If I'm eating a meal, I'm the dude smacking my lips. You know, damn, this is good.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that extends to my love-making life, you know.
Uh-huh. So you like to express yourself in the bedroom as well,
exactly.
vocally.
Creative. I would uh-huh. say creative, you know. Uh-huh. Open-minded, you right. know. Mm-hmm. But usually it goes something like,
you pass out that
get off of me! I can't breathe.
You pass you know, out that quickly. Stuff. Wow,
yeah, I do. I think
that serotonin.
I start hard. Yeah, I start
something.
Hard, but you know, sometimes I get right. overheated like a car.
I understand.
A high performance car. I can go 0 to 60 in 7 or 8 seconds.
I was led to believe that you also don't like anyone to look at you.
No, I don't like to do that because that adds to the mystery. That ooh is always, you're always surprised when you bust a nut that quick, you know. You're
right,
like,
right.
You hope for more, like, yeah,
sure.
I'm going up, ooh, you know.
Right, right.
Snuck up on me. Snuck up on me. Jumped out of me, you know. I always hope for more, you know.
We used to get Josh Gardner, who sings a few songs on our show on occasion. Wow. I don't know if we have any of any Josh's songs available back there, but... Josh used to do this bit. He was a writer for The Man Show. He never really wrote anything for The Man Show, but we kept him as like a mascot. And we used to get him to do this bit where it was a porn star audition. But
was he the European dude?
Yes.
I love that dude.
Yes.
He was from Eastern European?
Well, he'd do... Oh, no, that's Yergi.
I loved Yergi because you know what? My favorite porn used to be... Eastern European porn.
Right.
I actually saw a porno where the dude, they were doing a group scene, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And this dude, he was coming through. Guys, coming through, please, making way. That was as he was coming through to, you know, hit that.
Yergi's the guy when we were partying after The Man Show at a billiards place and I drove my M3 BMW off a tow truck. He's the guy who told me to unlash the tire as he was unlashing the
For
other
real?
Tire. Yeah.
I thought it was an actor that just did that.
He is an actor, but he's still insane.
Oh, he is funny, man.
Yeah,
funny.
Yeah. No, this is Josh. And Josh used to do, we'd make him do this in front of all the ladies who were the executives at Comedy Central, which is the porn star audition. And we'd do it at, like, rap parties and stuff where he'd literally lay down on the ground and he'd yell, he'd like, go, you want to go all night? You ready to go all night, bitch? Here we go. You ready to do it? Let's do it all night. You ready to go all night? You ready to ride it all night? Yeah, get on. And then he'd go, get off.
Why are you telling me that story?
But
I mean,
it
was that's
always,
not my life, you know. That's...
It was always funny because Debbie Liebling, the middle-aged woman who ran Comedy Central time, never laughed, even though we would laugh.
Well,
every,
it was personally close to her.
Time.
You touched a nerve.
Matt Walsh is here. You know him from Veep. You know him from, The Hangover 1.
You'll know him as soon as you see him. He's one of those
Matt
guys.
Walsh?
You know him from everything.
Matt.
Yeah, Matt Walsh.
Is he going to be in the third Hangover?
He was in the first. I don't can't remember if I saw him in the second.
He was not in the second one because he was a Las Vegas-based doctor.
Yes, he's founder of the Upright Citizens Brigade, by the way. So,
he's the founder?
Yes.
He's the dude who was at home who said, we need...
A brigade of citizens...
Improv brigade!
That walk erect.
That walk erect, but they're not... They're citizens!
That's right.
And they walk upright, and we do improv.
That's the guy?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know where he is because I got a note that he was here 10 minutes ago.
There he is. I see him.
Oh, he's walking out on stage. Good to see you, Matt.
Oh, I know you, man. What's up, man?
Good to see you, Matt.
Awesome.
Thanks, man.
Awesome.
I didn't know if you were done with my intro. I was watching
oh,
the
sorry,
intro.
Oh, sorry, man.
Here, I got you.
Yeah.
Thing.
I thought you were gonna say, by the way, Veep is Sundays, 10 p.m. on HBO. Yeah, now you guys shouldn't sit so close to each other because you'd be mistaken for the same comedian.
Burped.
You guys really have. A lot of the same physical characteristics. You must get stopped
Can I
all
ask
the
you,
time.
I want to ask
same
him something.
Yes.
Upright Citizens
yes, sir.
Brigade. You know, I once did series with half of them were Groundlings and half of them were Second City. These are two big improv groups, and they would go at it sometimes. We'd have to go on breaks. They start arguing, you know, improv rules. Did you change your shit up just so your cult would be intact? I mean, how does the Upright Citizens Brigade stand out in the improv world and differentiate it from those other groups? That's my
question. Like, what was our Martin Luther moment when we broke from the Catholic Church of Improv?
Yes, and no, maybe. I mean, how do you, you know, what do you guys do?
It's pretty much the same. Play it real and play it smart. And we have a thing called the game. That would be our breakout thing. I don't want to get boring. You guys are funny.
Ahead.
I don't want to get boring.
Go ahead.
No,
I've never let that stop us before.
It's fine. Okay.
There's two or three people that think it's
fascinating. People should understand, like, as lame as you think a dance-off is, like a couple of street squads get together and dance it off to see who, you know, the king of the street is, and as dumb as a rap-off sounds, too. I mean, we used to just fucking punch people. And that's how we settle things, but now we rhyme or dance.
Yeah.
But there's an improv version
of this.
Who invented
that?
As well.
Black people.
Yes. Black people.
They should take the dance off to Syria. Might save some lives.
Yeah. Put some Starbucks in there, too.
And
get them addicted.
Put an end to black violence in the urban community. All right. Sorry. That's right. You almost never hear about it again. Well, it was never heard of again. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the game is basically the... the thing you're trying to improvise to find that will keep the... will keep the scene heightening. That's basically what you're searching for.
You want to heighten
the
scene, right.
Like a movie like Liar Liar has a game. He can't help but tell the truth. If you find that thing in an improv scene, you play that and heighten it.
That's Dag, would you say that Jim Carrey is our Eddie Murphy? You know what I mean?
The white man's? He was.
Well, I mean, they're both super talented guys that are obsessed with their bodies that are doing horrible, shitty movies.
No, Jim's done some great movies, man.
Done some.
Well, I know, but Eddie, here's the deal about Eddie Murphy.
Eddie's insane, right?
I don't know him
like
that. I just know. But
wait.
Here's what I say about Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy has the ability, the capacity to put in a brilliant performance at any time. He's like Tiger Woods when he got caught fucking all them white women.
Right.
You knew there was a great golfer in there. He just got sidelined, okay?
Right.
But now he's back. Would you agree?
That's right.
He's back.
Yes.
Right. I wish there was a certain thing where people assumed I knew all white people. Like, I'll say to you, like, what's Al Sharpton really like? And then
you'll
have a fucking answer. But if someone came up to me and go, tell me about the real Fran Tarkington. Tell me what Peter Frampton is like behind closed doors. As a white guy, like, I don't know. I've only seen him on TV. I've never met a black guy who went, I've never met Al Sharpton. I don't know Eddie Murphy. It's always got a fucking good story. Now, are you guys lying or do you guys all really know each other?
I know them. I don't know about other black people. I know Al Sharpton.
Matt, do you know Fran Tarkington?
I don't know
Peter Frampton.
No, I don't know Fran.
Well, those are the white guys. See, there's two white guys. We don't know other white guys.
I don't know Starbuck.
I don't know
anything.
Bill Clinton.
I don't know Bill Clinton. Never met him.
You know Obama?
No, I don't know him.
See, you should.
You don't want to meet me. You don't want to meet me.
But no one ever does that. No one goes like, hey, man, tell me about Bill. You know, tell me about Deacon Jones. You go, I've never met the man. Like, if you said, oh, I can tell you about Deacon Jones because we vacationed together for many years. No one ever go, oh, bull fucking shit. You're so full of shit. You don't know the first thing about Deacon Jones.
You know athletes, don't you? Who's some famous athletes you know?
I met a guy who met Larry Bird once. He used to work
That's
for him.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You got to know some but famous athletes. You must.
Oh, let's see.
Kurt Schilling.
Dennis Savard.
Wait a minute. I know. Sean Green. Yeah, ex-Dodger great Sean Green. There.
Sean White. White, the snowboard.
There you go. Yeah, the flying carrot.
You know him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You're white.
You must know Sean
White.
I've met him.
Do you know him?
No. Not like you know Deacon Jones. You know what I'm saying?
I know Rampage Jackson. He's right there.
Oh, where's Rampage?
What's up, Rampage?
Oh, Rampage Jackson.
I want to blow your shit up, man. What's up, man?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You guys know, and then, like, you
well, we work
a
out a little bit. I don't want to go into our private personal thing. But
do you guys ever... let me ask you, do black guys ever do a thing where they're, like, shaking hands? Because every time a black guy sees another black guy, he's like, oh, man, what's happening,
No,
brother?
No,
what's
we don't
that?
Do that. We
but
don't
do
that.
Do you ever lean and go, we don't really fucking know each other, right?
All the time. We don't do that. But we will say.
We're trying to make white people feel bad about
no,
their
you do the head nod. You do the head nod. You go like, hey, what's up, man?
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, I do that all the time. All right. Mostly to strangers. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
But if you see another black person, you have to say, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Right. No, so what you guys have is you have the same sort of fraternity that guys who ride motorcycles have, which is if you're going one way on a Harley and there's another dude's coming another way on a Harley, you got to give him a little, hey, man, what's
up?
Yeah,
but I ride a sport bike, and sometimes Harley dudes, they won't give you the finger back.
All right, but if you see another dude on a sport bike, you got to give him the what's up, and
exactly.
He give you the what's up. You don't know him.
If it's
you just
moped,
have this in common.
If it's a moped or a scooter, you ain't getting no fingers.
Right.
That's bullshit.
But if you meet a dude who's the same color as your motorcycle tire, you got to go, hey, man. What's
same
up,
color as your motorcycle
that's not
tire.
Racist.
Dear God.
Yes, it is. Yes,
oh, it is?
Rampage
okay,
just
Rampage.
Folded
don't,
his arms.
Don't give him the Ram or the page.
He's got his
gave you the fingers now.
He gave you this. He gave
you see,
that.
We scooting away, man.
No, I'm a big fan. I'm glad you knocked that
see,
chuckle
he's
down.
Heard that, too. Oh, big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
Big fan.
That's right before you serve a summons. Big fan.
Big fan.
What I've noticed is that it seems like all guys have to somewhat acknowledge each other if they happen to be in the same room or something. Whereas with women, we don't have that at all. There is nothing that says that I have to acknowledge another woman, and oftentimes we will give each other kind of a pinched fake smile, which doesn't mean anything friendly.
Why?
Well, everyone is competition.
But let me ask
women.
You something, Allison.
Yes.
Like,
and I'm
say
a friendly
you,
person.
And I have
you,
a follow-up. I have a follow-up.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. Anyway.
Wow. Hey, man, that's my brother over there.
Oh, sorry, let me switch.
Come on, man. Hey,
what's
man.
Up, Adam?
Yeah, man. There
I don't
go.
Know you. I don't know you.
I
don't know you.
Here's your change, my brother. Yeah, there you go. Thank you for change. Yeah.
No, but Allison, for real.
I know
like,
Peter
so
Fran,
when you
Fran
see
Tarkington, too, man.
The real Teresa, you guys are not sisters somehow.
No, competition. Matt, am I right?
Yes. How come women don't play like pickup soccer or pickup basketball?
Yeah, they don't
like
play pickup anything.
You don't see you
that's
don't see another
question.
Female in the podcast business say, hey, girl, here's a purse set. Boom. It's on me. You know,
no, you're right. They don't,
well,
they don't
actually,
pick up anything.
If it's a group, because see, oftentimes if it's a group of dudes and then there's another woman, then you will bond with them just because it's the only person you could borrow a tampon from or you can like roll your eyes at something together.
Right.
But what I'm saying is it's not real.
Yeah. No, you guys are bred to compete for cock.
My dad used to tell me that.
That's a good man right
well,
there.
Well, I've seen his license plate frame on the Lexus. But no, what I'm saying is you guys are bred to compete. That's the whole deal.
Yeah,
it's like you're a fighting
right.
fish.
I was ooh, yeah. I was going to say that. We're like two bettas.
You can't put you
we
in
are
the same
animals.
Fucking
no.
tank together.
We'll
you
wilt.
You yeah. claw each other's gills. I mean, you don't smell like... You know what I'm saying? Maybe fish was a bad... Maybe that's a poor analogy,
it
but
was.
You know what I'm saying. We're
like
bred,
two magnets.
We're bred to bond as dudes, and you guys are bred to compete as women, and thus no one is your friend.
What was your follow up, Mel? Mm-hmm. What was your follow up?
My follow up was the pickup basketball game. We covered.
Yeah, that was
it.
10 minutes ago.
We
Dad.
Covered it, but thank you. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, I was just curious.
Yeah, shirt skins and ears. Come on, brother.
Wow.
Yeah, powerful.
I haven't heard that since my team Michigan lost.
Oh, sorry about
Gap-tooth
that.
Gap-tooth hillbillies.
Sorry, Dag. Should we
Trey
do,
Burke.
Should we do, oh, I should give, what do we got? Oh, I said Veep. Yeah, that's right. Sunday nights, 10 p.m. on HBO. Second
Hill.
Season, by the way. Julia Louise Dreyfus, by the way, just
Veep, man.
How's
that,
she doing? Is she good
seen
to work
it,
with?
But I heard it's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great. She's very funny and fun and super pro. Couldn't
tell
be nicer.
Tell her I said hello. I like
I
Julia.
Will.
Does
I
her
will.
Is, she, is Brad working on it?
Brad is not working. Her husband is not working on the show.
Is she driven? Women that are driven too hard scare me. You know what I mean?
What is driven
Guys.
Too hard? That have careers?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They are.
That own
have some place to go in the morning. That's the kind of bitch
outright.
I'm looking for.
Yeah, like you put your shoes on and leave the house as a woman. I got a problem.
You have a
no,
problem.
I don't.
Huh?
I don't. I want the kind of woman I come home, bitch. How was your day? Ooh, God. How was your day? No,
yeah.
I want to know. We both leave the house.
Oh,
she
okay.
goes left, I go right.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yes.
I mean, when you leave. The
I was
house.
Married to one of my wives, said, I've worn out. I've been watching people work on the house all day.
Oh, she's
still
yeah.
working. I was like,
oh, no. I had a great moment with
oh
my
God.
Wife
what?
A few months ago where she looked at me and she went, I am raising these two kids alone. At the time, she was with the nanny.
Yes.
The kids, my twins were literally at the park with the Guatemalan nanny I pay for.
I saw them there.
And she literally, oh, you saw them there, right?
Yeah, I did. I was the only father.
You,
matter
you
fact.
Did.
I was the only father at this park. They did all the other kids had nannies.
Right. You saw my Guatemalan nanny with my twins at the park. I was at home being yelled at that the kids were being raised alone by the woman who was alone in the house. Don't do that shit on a comedian.
But wait, you know man, I mean? Your son came over. Your son came over and said, she said my daddy knows you.
Yeah.
Walked away. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he came over and said hi, right?
Yeah. I didn't know who he was for a minute. I was like, oh, yes, I love your dad.
Yeah.
It was your nanny that knew me, though.
No, the only...
Does your nanny pick him up at
school? No, he knows... Yeah. No,
does she drive?
Yeah, she drives. Does. Yeah, okay. The wife drops him off. The nanny picks him up. Okay. And I wanted him to go out and introduce himself because the only experience that he'd had with black people is from us watching Oz together. And
Oz?
Yeah.
We that old HBO
but the
show?
White boys yeah, had it. The I had white it boys in Oz were worse than the black dudes.
Yeah.
How about that?
No, I know. No, I wanted to get a real experience of what it was like outside the house. You know what
Oz
I mean?
Oz was cold,
and people
man.
Are like, well, he's only 3 and a half. And I was like, you know what? But never too young to learn.
Right.
You
know? The brain's more open at that
it's
age.
It's more that's open to that. Yeah, more open. Yeah. All right, so should we do... We got a little bit of
is your
news
son's favorite character Schillinger, the Nazi?
Yeah, he does. He likes the Nazi.
Shits on people?
Yeah,
dude,
he likes the Nazi shits on people.
That was rough.
Yeah.
Oz, man. That was rough. Oz, when he carved the Nazi sign in the dude's butt. Ass.
Yeah, my son loved that.
And shit on him. That was the season finale.
Yeah.
How
did he piss that? Only white folks can get away with it.
My son made a Christmas tree.
That's where they jumped the shark. I think they jumped the shark.
He made a decoration for the Christmas tree out of that.
I was watching it home. I'm like, this...
Yeah. No, I've said,
this?
I got to say, speaking of race,
no
this
one's
is why,
speaking of race.
Well, hold
no
on,
one's...
this is why I don't want to go to prison, because I don't want to have to join up with a white supremacist group, you know what I mean?
We couldn't be friends. Wait a minute.
I'm saying, we couldn't
that's
hang out.
That's a musical. Let's do a musical. We're best buddies.
Okay.
We get sent to prison. I got to join the black...
I loved you on the outside.
I got to join the black guerrilla mafia, and you got to join the
white
crazy,
Aryan,
quiet Aryan nation.
That's right. I mean, fully join. I've always kind of been hovering around the fringe, but I really
make
have to...
Make it official,
I have to jump in with both feet now.
Right, yeah.
No You're more weekend meetings. This is a 5-day.
You need to
you can't get away with just providing wood for the cross burnings, which
right,
you've done
no.
for years.
Yeah, I finished your pillowcases with the holes in them. No.
No more catering for the Nazis. Full-on battle.
That's right. That's right. I would be forced because you in prison, you can't just work as an independent. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just love or hate everyone
so
universally.
So I've been told.
Right.
No, it's like a union
you would have
there.
To be. Well, you'd have to be a Crip or Blood, I'm guessing.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of old for that shit.
Here's how... Dried Blood? Here's how many... You want to be Crip Keeper or Dried Blood? That's the old one. All right, but here's...
But Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman were friends.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a different time.
Different
more
time?
That was
time.
The movies.
Here's
the movies?
What I would say. Okay. Here's my Crip and Blood. Like, if I'm black and I get thrown in prison, and there's only a 50-50 chance you'll get thrown in prison if you're black, but well, I mean, it's either you or Quentin is going, come on, Quentin, laugh it up. You're scaring
Adam, you're
me, man.
You're such a racist,
but,
man.
All right, but no... But I know I'm a racist, so that only makes me bigoted.
Do you really think of yourself as a racist, do you?
No. I love most colors.
Well,
I do. I do.
But tell them about your friend, that one black dude that you did know when you were like 12 or 13.
Oh.
What was his name?
Henry and James Boyd.
That's the one black person you knew until me. Am I right or wrong?
No.
What? Name some other people. When I come over your house, when we hang out, how many black people are there?
All right, you tell me if I'm making up these black names. Melvin Royal.
Mexican.
Michael Odom.
Salvadoran.
Mario Menifee.
Irish.
Wendell. Halfway into high school, surely. Don't tell me I don't
Jewish.
Know black
He's Jewish.
People.
He's Jewish.
Fuck, I play football with every black person in the San Fernando Valley. Wendell, surely.
Wendell, that's a real black name.
That's
Wendell.
A real black name. And the Boyd brothers, Henry and James, come
Wayne
on.
Wayne and the Boyd brothers. The Boyd brothers.
They were, I think they were twins when I played Pop Warner football, and I used to sleep over
probably
their
still
dude,
now.
I boxed with triplets
Yeah, they're
once.
Still twins.
There he is.
All right, don't tell
proof.
Me I don't
Ebony
love black
and ivory live together in perfect
But Adam, which
harmony.
One is
that's
that?
That's the USC minor league team, right?
That's one of the good ones. I don't know if that's Henry or James.
One of the good ones. That could be the name of your movie.
I think that's
one
Henry. I can't remember.
So I'm dying to know, what are some of the songs that will be in your musical?
Well, I loved you on the outside.
I gotta go. I gotta
kill me.
And I still
love you for what's on the inside. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
What's our theme song?
Our theme song, well, it has a kind of a Shaft, you know, kind of chicka 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 thing, you know what I mean?
Now, are we in prison for real, or are we in there as a police?
You guys committed a crime together. That's the irony.
Yeah,
you guys committed a crime together as friends. Now you go to jail, and of course, race pulls you apart.
What's the first rule of improv?
Right.
Yes, and.
You're the first rule of improv is when I'm talking, you don't fucking interrupt.
It is kind of
first rule,
Matt.
Of improv. Sorry, let me do you. Go ahead. Tell a story.
Yeah.
Which story? Any story?
Just talk.
I went to the store today.
And then I take an airplane, and it just lands on the...
Not bad.
Yeah.
I was building on your idea.
Say something else.
You had an idea for a musical with Adam, and I was building on it.
And then I take a tank, and I drive to Fresno. That's what you did, man.
That is not true.
Not fucking
not
cool.
True. Not true.
Well, okay. Don't start.
But here's the whole thing. If I get in the joint, like, Dag, if anything happens to you,
right,
and you get thrown in the joint, right, and you got to be a Crip or Blood, it's pretty simple. When they go, like, what are you, a Crip or Blood?
Yeah.
You just go, what has more members?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, in this particular joint.
What is more prevalent?
I'm joining the larger group.
It's probably going to be the Mexican gang, because they probably are going to be, I'm just telling you, that's the largest gang.
Yeah, but they're not going to have you. You understand?
Ooh, what if you guys could
both pretend to be Mexican, like bosom buddies?
They're Casas,
she's
not
jumping
Sue Casa
in.
Over there.
In.
Yeah,
I like her. What
she
does? Yeah.
Oh, I tried to.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, no, motherfucker. I mean, damn. What's up? What's up?
He thinks he knows improv.
Upright Seneca.
He doesn't even know Fran Tarkenton or Peter Frampton.
Do you improv on Veep? Do you go like, let's throw the script away. Let's just talk.
We do, actually.
Great.
Well, there you go. You got an answer. You got yes without the and.
He's just a show-off.
I'm not.
I don't like him.
All right. Well, you guys only have to work together for like
another
31
minutes. Well, no.
Let
him improv
minutes.
By himself. Go ahead.
No,
invent something.
I have no desire.
Invent an interview. I don't like him.
Now, do you guys remember like the old improv games where like there's the super embarrassing one where you had to just all lift the same heavy manhole cover together.
Oh,
and
yes.
So it'd be like, there's a manhole cover and it's 7 foot around and we all get around it and we all bet. Like, I always think, what is the fucking practical application? You think I'm ever going to come across a huge manhole cover on stage and have to lift it up? And you know, I think. And everyone would be like, all right. And then the teacher, who was always a chunky lesbian, it's like, it's really heavy. Brian, it's heavy. It's heavier than that. You're really
chunky
using
lesbian
every ounce
or,
of your soul.
Or older white gentleman like yourself.
That's right.
With a mustache.
A lot of hot young girls in
and
the class.
The thing that was always funny about everyone lifting the manhole covers, 6 of the people would be at the exact same height, and there'd be one asshole that'd be over his head with it already. And they're like, what? Listen, Superman, get the fuck down here with the rest of us. You can't. You guys realize I almost. Oh, Dag. So tell me, and Matt.
Adam,
no, hold
Adam,
on. I'm
focus
thinking.
In, focus
I'm focusing.
In.
What I almost took a job at a place called Party Pals.
Wow.
Yes, where you dress up as superheroes and go to children's birthday parties in a stinky Ninja Turtle outfit at the time for like $60.
What?
I did that in college.
Did you do that?
I did the same gig.
What was it? What was your? What characters did you do?
I did Ninja Turtles and things like that.
He just said Ninja Turtle and you just repeated it.
He's a one-upper.
What kind of improv is that?
Dag,
why don't
you never did that
top
shit.
It
was agreement. It was agreement.
That's not an improv rule.
That's yes and.
Top it.
No,
you go above him.
He did a turtle butt.
Watch this.
Go
say turtle.
I was a Ninja Turtle.
I was Batman. See, I went over.
He went over.
Who's that dude in Batman with that shit and that crab on his face?
Right.
Bane. I was Bane, motherfucker. That's how you get on top of that shit. You don't agree, you go on top.
You're right.
I'm just saying,
I'm
man. That's your thing. I want to, you know, get involved with
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you did that in college, man.
Yes, sir.
Dag, you went to college, right?
I certainly did. Call me crazy, but I actually studied.
Yeah. All right, should we do a little...
What was your major? Can I ask you a question?
None of your fucking business.
Wow.
Now, it was radio, television, and film.
Awesome.
And you went to...
University of Michigan.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders of the West. Hail.
All right. Wow.
There's either one Michigan fan in this audience or someone who went to Michigan.
Well, you know what? She's a real fan, and I bet you rooted for her team. They were robbed.
Yeah.
You fucking robbed.
But then you went to Princeton, too, right?
I went to Yale. Sir.
Oh, Yale. Sorry for the attack.
Sorry what about that. We didn't have any improv.
Is that where you and Rampage met?
Listen, Rampage is a scholar and a gentleman. Hold on. Ask me what I majored in at Yale.
What did you major in at Yale?
Not improv.
That's a good one. You went over the top.
Man, I'm on a skyscraper and you're in a subway.
Yep. I've been dunked on. I've been dunked on.
Hold on. What was your major? Jokes? See, that was not fun.
That was not fun.
Okay.
Psychology.
Yeah, is Yale like 300 years old or something?
It is fucking old.
I mean, I drove through Yale and we stopped and had a beer when I was driving. I don't know where, doing some comedy gig, but we said we're stopping. And Yale was like from 1731 or something.
It's
like
old,
crazy,
man.
Right?
It's old as shit. It's not. I think Williams is the oldest. Isn't Williams the oldest university in the country?
We're in Irvine. Do you think these fucking people? This is junior.
You know
college
what, Adam?
Material.
There's
nothing
I have
older
faith.
Than 40 years old.
I have
old
faith
out
in
here.
These idiots.
Not a lot
I think
of
they
Ivy
know
leaders
something.
Here.
They may not know the improv rules, but
right.
What?
William and Mary.
What, sir?
That's the old one.
Is that an improv he's doing?
Yeah. Rampage, don't interrupt when we're talking up here, please.
It's the right answer, bro. Bro, stay seated because we know we talked before. Because don't even, you know, boom.
All right. So went to Yale.
I did my graduate work there.
Uh huh. Studied
acting. I started acting.
And yeah.
Then the dick jokes came. Right.
The dick jokes came. All right, you guys want to do some news with us?
I'd love to.
How about we do that? How about I give a little love before we cue up the news to one of our fine sponsors, ScoreBig.com. Baseball, it's back, everybody. Catch it. There's only like 175 games left. You got to strike while the iron's hot.
All right, that was Matt Walsh and Dag live on stage from the Irvine Improv. Now, David Allen Greer is recently on Watch What Happens Live, and he was asked, what's going on with you and Adam Carolla? And once again, he confirmed
that. He said everything's great.
Yeah. No, he said once again it was the politics, and he refuses to come on the show. So if you want to hear Dag on the Carolla show, best way to do it is through Carolla Classics, at least for now. Come back, Dag.
Dilly has a change of heart, and everything's different.
Yeah. It was actually a little bit better of an explanation where he said, look, if Adam and I saw each other, we wouldn't throw hands or anything. So I would say that's a step in the right direction.
Well, Brian would argue that it's not politics, these are social issues, and Adam hasn't actually changed in any way. So I take Bald Brian's POV over anybody's on it.
Very rare. All right, we got one more clip for everybody. But first, I want to remind everyone to subscribe to Carolla Classics, the podcast. We release an episode every Sunday as well. So make sure you get your weekends covered and subscribe. We got an excellent episode for you tomorrow. What are some of the clips we plan on playing?
The episode with OK Go, where they discuss their infamous video with the treadmills. Part two of the episode with Ed O'Neill and Horian Gracie, with Horian joins them in studio. And we have a listener request for some classic Adam Carolla show with Teresa from 2010.
Oh, love Teresa Strasser. The OG news girl.
Well, there was one before, but nobody counts her. So
yeah,
there was the installed news girl. Things went wrong. Teresa's really where the role came alive.
Completely agree. All right, this next clip is a listener request from Grant. He writes, hey guys, there's an episode out there where Adam was describing flies trying to go through a convenience store air blade. I think he was acting like his Pop Warner football coach. Can you remember that one? And if so, find it.
Well, Grant, I did find one example of the air blade. This may actually be what you're requesting. Adam Carolla Show 1068, featuring Ray Oldhofer, Eli Roth, Brad Williams, Alison Rose, and Brian Bishop. This is after Brad Williams' phone call discussing something he witnessed on a plane. Before Eli Roth joins him in the studio to talk about his movie, Ray came in. They did a little bit mini Ace on the House with Ray. It's from April of 2013. Check it out.
All right there, Ray Zoe. What's going
taking
on with you?
Calls, home improvements,
this
yeah,
session.
Straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement, and in between. Ray
It's funny that Leno's band played this when I came out on stage.
It's kind of awesome.
It's kind of awesome, yeah.
By the way, this segment is sponsored by MaximaStyle.com, the best selection for energy-efficient LED bulbs like the ones we have here. And check us out. We all look really good.
Damn, we do.
Yeah, we do.
All right, Ray, see a question you like up there?
Nope. First, I have to say MaximaStyle.com.
Now.
What a pro.
Bugs keep coming through his screens. Old windows. Interesting. Door between kitchen and garage won't close. I like door-related questions.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm. Justin?
Oh, I guess you're taking that one.
Fuck yeah. Sacramento?
You know it.
26 years of age?
Yeah.
Hold on, Justin. Do you own your own house?
Yeah, I just bought it.
Oh, my God. It's like you're still in high school and you got a house.
You're telling me, man. It's unreal.
Justin, what did your wife put down on it?
Please.
FHA, man. You only got to put down 3.5%.
Ray still lives in an apartment. Mean? He's almost 50. Still live in an apartment.
I'm gonna be 50 in 29 days.
Justin, what if you had a kid and he was going to be 50 and he still lived in an apartment?
Name him Ray. What's wrong with that?
So the door...
I'm probably running one of my extra houses by then.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You'll have a fleet of houses
by then.
Is that
true? You only had to put down 3.5%?
No.
I'm just waiting for the apocalypse.
A Fair Housing Act loan. It's a longer process, but you only have to put down a much smaller percentage.
Door between the kitchen and the garage won't close.
Move. Justin, move now.
Oh, shut up.
Immediately.
Top of the door hinge is almost to the point of splitting the wood. All right. So where's it rubbing? At the bottom?
No. Okay. So I went ahead and took the top hinge plate out because they have the door notched out so that hinge would sit flush with the door, and same with the door jamb. But they fucked up the notch on
Wait, the mortise?
It's called a mortise.
Okay. Yeah, you guys know the terms, man.
Okay.
I don't,
so. All right, your name's Justin.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Mortise.
Mortise sounds like a nice Jewish boy your mama would have wanted.
I'd marry him.
So what's wrong with Mortise?
What? He's...
Mom, he's so boring. But he's
not circumcised.
His father's a dentist. Come on. He's a solid. He comes from a good family. All right. Sorry. We're doing Yentl. What's going on?
Mortise?
Mortise?
Yeah, Mortise.
That's your turn.
So I just pulled it out, but that hinge, the mortise is not where it needs to be on the door jamb side. So, like, it fits flush on the top part, but on the bottom part, the hinge is sticking out over the mortise.
Oh, okay.
And the door just doesn't close right. So
all right.
Can I just get like a chisel and kind of, that's the way to do it?
Well, here's what you would do. All right.
First of all, you got to get square.
Okay. But if somebody wants to mortise out something, the hinge is not popped in. It's popped out. It's hanging out. Surface mount. Sitting on top of the jamb.
It's not flush.
Yeah. Don't get a chisel and just whack it because it's hard to go against the grain. Cross grain with a chisel. Get a real sharp chisel. You can sharpen chisels, by the way.
Or a router.
He's going to fuck it up a router. He doesn't have a router. He can't handle a router. Router's too much tool for him.
The mortise is the little thing that the door
the door jina. The door jina that it snaps into. Justin, do you own a router?
I don't. My dad.
Okay.
His dad does.
Yeah. Well, my dad has a
His
small
dad's also buddies
of
with Edward James Olmos with the worst acne in the world.
Huh? Nice time. All right, right. Just quiet down there.
Hold on. I got more written down here.
All right. Here's the deal.
Hold on.
You take a utility knife and you cut around that hinge. Cut it in. Cut it in. Cross it. Cut it real good. And then
also
you pull it.
Tamp it with a hammer.
Right, would you please fucking finish here for a second, Ray? Cut it real good around the hinge. You don't have to tamp it with a hammer. What do you want to tamp with the hammer?
Because you want to get deep enough to bury that hinge.
I say once you cut it, once you score it real good, then you can pop the hinge off and use a sharp chisel and clean it up at that point.
All right. No argument.
Okay. All right.
We'll argue later.
Means I'm right. All right. You got a call up there you like? What do you like?
I like Wisconsin just because I like Wisconsin.
All right. Does that have a number or a name? Next
that is line four.
All right, let's go to line one.
Willie and the
Corey, 27. Oh fuck!
That's
backfired on me.
How's that going?
All right, Willie, I tried.
Hey, Ace Man and Ray, get it on.
calling from Wisconsin, 23. Now, there's no way you own a home at 23.
No, I do not. I just graduated college.
All right.
Willie, if you were here, I'd kiss you.
Go Badgers.
Yeah, go Badgers.
What's going on?
So like the description said, I got a problem with a window in my apartment, and I have a cheap-ass landlord that won't pay for it. But I'm getting bugs that are getting through the screens and through like the sides of the windows, and they're just infesting my place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if there's a way to seal them up without, I don't know, putting in a new window. Cause, like I said, my landlord is just too cheap to do that.
I always like the look of foil on a window. It's classy. Mm-hmm. It says to the world we're shooting porn, but not snuff porn.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So mind your own business.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting a screen that fits, and screens they'll make for you, they're pretty easy. I mean, you measure the ID, the inner dimension of the window, and then you go down to the whatever store, and they'll make them for you. Now, keep in mind, what they're going to make for you is going to be square, and where you're going to put it is going to be a little out of plumb, a little out of square. And so even if the dimensions, and everyone has to remember this, you take the dimensions of something and you go, all right, it's 32 inches at the top and 32 inches at the bottom, and it's 46 inches high. But if what you try to put into that space is exactly square and the thing's a little bit racked, it ain't going to fit.
It's not working.
So feel free to deduct, you know, good solid eighth from – you know,
around everything.
Around everything.
And by the way, where are the bugs coming in from? Do you know where? I mean,
where?
Can you see them? Yeah. Because they might be getting from God knows where.
They fill up, they get through the screen, and then they're stuck in between like two panes of window glass, and then they get around the sides of the windows too.
I just
want to
hear this guy talk because that accent's just killing me. Keep going.
Yeah.
Accent? What?
All right. And what'd you study in college, Willie?
I went to school for construction management.
Ooh.
Is there such a thing?
Well, at my school there was.
Uh-huh. So you're going to work in the field?
Yes, I do. I'm a project manager for a construction company.
Wait a minute. You can't figure this one out?
Well,
how's that going?
Something I didn't
study. Did you fail?
Be great for the guy building a commercial skyscraper for right now. Can't figure out the screen.
Can't figure out this fucking screen.
Oh, a pipeline.
I got the 28 story.
Oh, you're doing a pipeline?
Yep, I work for a pipeline company.
I like that.
That means he smokes bass.
What goes on? More good stuff, right? What goes on? Do you bury it? Is it above ground? Some of it buried?
Well, we do something called horizontal directional drilling where we'll drill. We'll take like a 36-inch or larger giant auger and drill into the ground and then shove a pipe through there for miles.
Caisson, baby.
Benches and then lay a pipe down there, too.
Uh-huh. I bet
what are they drilling for, Ace? Is it natural gas? What are you doing, like fracking?
He's laying
natural gas. The one right now, we are actually doing the Keystone Pipeline, so we see a lot of protesters, too, the pipeline that's going from Texas to Canada.
Right.
All right, so you guys are doing tons of fracking and doing all that kind of stuff and setting it up north.
Here's what I don't understand about any of this, like Keystone Pipeline and stuff like that. I understand that everyone wants cars that run off of good vibes, but we don't really have that technology. Like the solar panel on the roof of your car is just not going to run your car. So instead, we're going to just send over bundles of money to the worst people on the planet. We are going to take people that think it'd be a good idea to throw acid in the face of girls because they caught them reading Mark Twain and fucking just make them rich beyond anyone's wildest imagination. And then when somebody says, well, look, we got a lot of reserves in the shale here on the West Coast, or we can do a Keystone Pipeline. Everyone goes, not so fast. We got to bundle up some more money and send it to the worst place on the planet. And it's like, I understand conceptually what you're talking about. I'd like solar farms and wind farms and all that kind of stuff, but we're a good period of time away from that. I mean, we made an announcement somewhere in like, Jimmy Carter in like, 1972, we need to be oil and energy independent inside of 10 years. So, it's like by 1980, independence from oil. Well, Exxon Valdez and all the other disasters that took place when the stuff, when the tanker ships, went aground and spilled all the oil all over the coastline and all that stuff. Like that notion, I mean, in terms of ideas, in 100 years or 200 years, Berlin Wall versus sending the tanker ships
to the worst place on the planet to give the worst people on the planet a whole fuckload of money so that they could get Taylor Swift to do, like, private concerts for their 9-year-olds. On just the idea spectrum. When we're sitting on top of a ton of fucking energy, but what do you think is going to be looked further down on?
I mean, coin flip.
Coin toss? Jesus fucking Christ. Let's build a fucking pipeline. We'll have a bunch of energy, and we'll put a bunch of people to work.
Do you think we will stop being dependent on the worst people in the world in our lifetimes? I doubt it.
I think
not as long as Adam and I are friends.
I think it's two things. I think, first off, whatever companies bring it from here to there and have the deals with them, not on their fucking watch.
Right.
Like, not as long as they have lobbyists that are going to make sure this shit doesn't happen, and not as long as there's, you know, a new generation of retards like Martin Sheen who are going to chain themselves to bulldozers. Thanks, Marty. Thanks. We have no nuclear energy, but instead we have people dying in coal mines and sulfur being belched up into the fucking atmosphere because you chained yourself to a fucking bulldozer in 1976, you fucking hero. Thanks, asswipe. Anyway, about the screen.
Figure it out.
Hey, Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep going, and when those Sierra Club guys come around, you tell them to take a hike to hell, and you tell them I said so.
I'll tell them that.
All right, buddy. Good times. Right.
You know, my old apartment didn't have any screens, so it was constantly bugs. Are landlords supposed to provide screens?
Read your lease.
It's that kind of thing. Like, if you have rent control, they provide nothing.
I didn't have that.
So if you're paying, like, market value, then they should do stuff. What I like, which they have, somebody tweeted me this, and they're right, and it doesn't work all the time, but it's like what stores have is that, like, AirBlade.
Yeah.
Okay? Because, all right, your supermarket or department store, whatever, and you got the doors coming open and close all the time, right?
Any commercial food service has to have.
Yeah. And so why isn't your supermarket filled with flies?
Oh, did they blow them out?
They blow them out.
I love that.
Yeah. Right when you open the door, that...
Yeah,
that's to keep bugs
out. AirBlade.
I wonder
if people get that in their houses and apartments.
That's why Brad Williams,
Marilyn Monroe got it.
Brad
blow
Williams
up on you. It's Brad, nice.
Shut up, Ray, with your horrible jokes.
Huh?
That's why Brad Williams can't get into the Safeway. Thank you.
Oh, that was a good one.
It's worth waiting for.
Yeah. And caller number. Let's take another caller.
Right. I'm going to check when the next closed mic night is over at the Improv.
That's funny stuff, too. Are you done with the comedy?
So, Ray, about noonish?
This is good.
Monday?
Fuck
good.
Off.
All right.
I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Take another call.
All right, hold on a second.
No.
I'm wondering if there's one fly that's training, like a wedge buster. You know what I mean? Like one fly where they're like, you can fucking do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You get a good head of steam. Be a good children's book. You get a fucking good head of steam. You bust through that air knife, and then we'll be behind you. It's like bump draft.
That's right.
You can bust through it. If you can get it, like, you got to get the horse fly, Clydesdale fly. You got to get him beefed up. Come on, eat more of that dog shit. Let's go.
Training montage for the fly.
The tiny fly blowing a tiny whistle.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm not going to lie to you. We're not all going to make it.
Doing a weird log roll thing on a piece of shit in a sewer. Training. That's their treadmill.
Imagine the vignette.
Oh, the great vignette.
The fly beefs up.
Right. And then he drops down. He's got to drop down and just get that fucking hard move so he can bust through that invisible hymen to get into the Safeway. And then once he cracks it, they can all follow him in. Mm-hmm.
It's like an old professor fly with a stopwatch.
That's right.
Like training him. Come on, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. Somebody was telling me those big crane flies can't get through that stuff, too.
Oh, no, they're all wispy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Ray, we good? Want to take one more?
Yeah, one more.
Basement is open stairway. Mm-hmm. Make it quieter. All right. Let's talk to line two. Hey, Corey.
Oh, my God. Hey, Sam. What's going on?
What's going on, Corey? 27 Baltimore. Do you own your own home?
Oh, and for the purposes of this conversation, absolutely.
All right.
Fucking liar.
Such a winner.
No, born with a house. Born into my own house. It's unbelievable.
I love that. Hold on a second. You guys tell me what etiquette is. I won't throw the guy's name out there because Ray knows him not well. But I'm getting my hair cut the other day, and I sit next to this dude, and we're just sort of having a little chat, and he goes, I think you know my sister. I think you went to high school with my sister. And he throws his sister's name out, Wendy, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah, how's she doing? Oh, she lives up Portland or something. Oh, good, doing good, fantastic. How about you? What are you up to? He says, so I got a house over there, you know, Studio City. I said, oh. Oh, good. Good for you. He said, yeah. I said, well, where is it? He said, oh, it's the same house. I said, oh, from when high school and stuff? When I used to come by? Yeah. Still living there.
Wow.
And it's like, but the guy's 47. And so it's like, hey, the parents moved to Palm Springs or whatever. And I had that thing where it's like, it went from, oh, you got your own place in Studio City to.
Oh, there's another weird one where, like, hey, I'm taking care of my parents now.
Right.
But I never really moved out.
Yeah.
How's that going? I
wasn't sure what my reaction should be on that one.
My elderly neighbor across the street just passed away, and he was 80-something. He has lived in the house his parents had lived in. So in West L.A. since probably the early part of the last century.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's kind of – at a certain point, it's honorable, I think.
At
it's
a certain
no longer
point.
Sad.
It sounds like a European thing.
It may have been. It may have been an immigrant.
I'm laughing because my mom lives in her mom's flop house. It's kind of – it's a little lateral move from living in the same house. She bought a piece of shit for $9,000 to rent out to people. Mm-hmm. But – this is the problem. If you fuck with your daughter, then she's going to flop in your rental property for the rest of your natural life, and that's what happened. Corey, the hell were we? Did I put him on hold? All right. Corey.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Basement? Open stairway?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're keeping your parents?
Under those stairs? Is it creaky?
No, it's not creaky. It's carpeted.
Uh-huh. And your question is what?
Basically, I've just been putting up with my roommates hearing everything they're doing in the morning. I work a shift work, so every week I have a different rotation. So I can never get any sleep because all I hear is pitter-patter and people talking. So I'm trying to figure out a way, if there's any way to hang a sheet or do anything I can do, really, just to make it quieter.
Well,
yeah,
well, but make what quieter? What's that
do you
do
live
with
in the basement?
Yeah, so I live in a townhouse, and I have two other roommates, and I have the basement to myself, and it's just an open-air staircase, you know, so when anyone's walking by, if they're talking on their phone or anything, I can hear, you know, every word of their conversation, and
yeah.
I don't know, I'm just trying to cover it up, maybe put a buffer there so the sound doesn't get down.
All right, forget about this. We're not going to bring the mountain to Mohammed here. You can't block out the world. You got to block out your ears. You got to get yourself in some industrial strength ears, ear protection. I molded my own. I did it. They have a kit.
Really?
It's not bad.
Do you cast it in your head?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's just like what I'm doing with my new independent film.
Huh?
I got Meryl Streep playing the lead. Cast it in my head.
Who's playing you?
Oh, man. It's
I'll do it.
It's that kid from The Hangover, the good-looking one.
No, Clooney,
Bradley Cooper.
Man. Come on.
Bradley
Clooney.
Cooper's playing me.
Oh.
No, I want a younger one. I want me to be younger. So, Corey, here's what you do. You go online, and I think for like $12 or $13, everyone should do this. You get this earplug stuff, and it's a two-part system. Now, there's an expensive version where you make a mold, you send it into a lab, and they send you back the impressions. But there's a cheaper one, which I never understood. I did both for racing because I have a couple cars that are pretty loud. But you take this stuff, and it's like part A and part B. It's like epoxy. It's resin and catalyst. And once you start mixing it together, it will do nothing. It will feel like taffy on a hot day, A and B, for 2,000 years. But if you put it together, you have 9 minutes to work with it before it turns into a Super Bowl. And what you do is you do it up, and it just becomes like, it's like silly putty, and you mash it into your ears. You just fucking mash
it. With your fingers, or is there an applicator?
No, just literally
like
use your finger.
You roll it into a ball and smash it.
I mean,
you
make it into two sides. Like, man, let's say it took 3-4 pieces of chewing gum, chew it up, made into a ball, shove it in your ears. I made a butt plug out of what I had left over. Because why not? I'm sitting there with the material.
Duh. That was a gimme.
How many orifices do I have to fill? Matt helped out on that one.
Nine.
Yeah. Just a quick safety tip. You're going the butt plug route. But go ahead and put a string in there first so you can get it out. I had a little difficulty. Yeah.
Right. Wait, so it worked really well? Which one worked better, the one you sent away for or the one yourself?
The one I sent away for is like $150. It had to go to some lab in Texas. And it worked pretty good. This one works pretty good, too. So you make the mold, and then you leave it in your ear for, 8 minutes, and then it hardens, and then you pop it out. And then you have some, custom-made industrial. I mean, it's like, you remember when we played football? When you have a mouthpiece and you just put it in, it's not for your mouth. You heat it up, you put it in your mouth, you bite down on it. Now it's made for you. And that's what these earplugs are. So do that. Get a nice eye shade and have fun sawing the logs.
Done and done.
All right. I told I had a little condescending conversation with Matt the Porcelain Punisher.
What?
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I had the two blue ear things. And I put them in my ears, and then I pulled them out. And I said, now I'm going to write an R on the right side so I know which one is which. What do you think I'm going to write on the left side? And he said, an L. And I said, no, nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Because why would you? That'll be the one that's not the right side. I don't have a third ear. As long as I don't get the butt plug mixed up. I'll be fine.
But they all look alike.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much for your home improvement phone calls. Ray, you're like tweeting and stuff now, right?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Podcast, Ace on the House, by the way.
With, yeah, I do.
Mr. Ray. Everyone loves that show. Saturday on iTunes, and you can get it at the Adam Carolla app and aceonthehouse.com, or as my dad would call it, Ace on the Roof. And because why would he get anything right?
Technically right.
That's true. All right. Little outro.
It's Ace on the House.
All right. That was Ray Oldhoffer hanging out with Adam Carolla in studio.
You know, Chris, Ray was also on Watch What Happens Live, and he had some choice words about why he won't be appearing on Ace in the House anymore.
Oh, I missed that one. But I mean, it's a live show, so sometimes you can't catch
it. Politics.
Me. Yeah. All right, that'll do it for Carolla Classics today. Thank you to everybody for hanging out with us on this lovely Saturday. We'll be back tomorrow. My name's Chris Laxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo, and get it on.